Walk me through this. And did it simply come down to you just can't trust Antonio Brown?
I think there's some of that at play here. It certainly sounds like from a lot of reports coming out that, you know, Brown was balking at the idea of going to Buffalo. It is important to remember here, though, that the Steelers never gave Brown or Rosenhaus, his agent Drew Rosenhaus, permission to speak with other clubs. So the Bills would have no way of actually talking with Antonio Brown to know this. However, if you hear through a third party that, I think then it becomes, do we even want to go through this? Do we even want to have the distraction of, you know, not knowing if he's going to want to come here and what we're going to have to do? Are we going to have to rework his contract? He still has 3 years left. We really didn't think we were going to have to do that. I think there's a lot of things at play. There's a bonus at play. I'm not saying it was the hangup, but let's remember, he's due a $2.5 million bonus on March 17th. Whichever team he's a member of is responsible for that in cash and on the cap. He's already scheduled to make over $12 million in salary on top of that. So I think there's a lot of things at play here, but it certainly sounds like Antonio Brown is probably calling the shots here. And if he doesn't want to go somewhere, it's going to be known in some circles. And, you know, the Bills may have just said, I'm not dealing with that and we can move on.
Yeah. And I think too, and you know, I'm going to credit the Bills for moving on, frankly, because as I said, you know, Antonio Brown has backed up his words with action before. And I just, if you're the Bills, I don't think you can afford to get locked into a situation, first of all, where you're going to be on the hook for $2.5 million. But I just don't think you don't need the drama right now, right? The Bills don't need the drama right now. I don't know if any team does, but the Bills just don't need it. I think it comes down to that.
Yeah, look, I'll tell you. I mean, I was stunned when I saw this stuff coming because I've been saying for weeks that I did not think the Bills would be any sort of player in this. And I don't think anybody really thought they would, right? But I've been around Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott long enough to tell you that it just didn't fit the MO of the type of player they want to bring to Buffalo. I think he's considered selfish and a guy that is not happy and is a me guy, and that's not what they're about. So I think this kind of changes a lot of narratives for me on what they're thinking and what their philosophy is and, you know, where they're going to go. And that's really what it comes down for me next, Jeff, is like, what's next for this team? Because suddenly I think there's just a lot of possibilities and the door is open to a lot of stuff here that maybe we previously didn't, but you're right. I mean, you know, this just didn't scream like a player they wanted to bring in. And on top of that, if you say, you know what, you know, we're going to take a chance here, but then all of a sudden you go, well, he doesn't really want to go. We're going to deal with drama. Like, then we're not going to take a chance because ultimately we're already going out on a limb and we don't want to make it any more than it already is.
I wonder if this in some way, Sal, is meant as a sign to potential free agents that, you know, we're serious.
I think so. Absolutely. Look, I'll tell you, I was at the Combine last week, and when I came back from the Combine, the big thing I said to our listeners on WGR and here in Buffalo is, I think Bills fans should really be encouraged by the signs I'm getting on how really they want to be, and I didn't want to use the word aggressive, but certainly open to doing what they need to do. And it really struck me when I asked Sean McDermott specifically, like, the difference between the last 2 years and the financial constraints this organization had versus this year. And he kind of glowed, you know, and he had that smile, and he wasn't going to say, oh, yeah, it's great. But there certainly were a lot of handcuffs on this team that they could not go out and do what they wanted. And you could feel it. I could feel it at the Combine that they're excited about having those constraints lifted, having a ton of salary cap room, close to $80 million in some of the possibilities it might bring.
Yeah, and I mean, if I'm a free agent, no, you look around both sides of the ball. I mean, there's opportunity there. There's a lot of opportunity for you if you're a free agent in Buffalo.
Yeah, I mean, wide receivers, like, you could go from, you know, Tyrell Williams is considered maybe the top wideout in this class by some. And you look at his situation. He's in L.A. where he's the number three guy behind Keenan Allen and Mike Williams. He can go to Buffalo and be the number one guy. I mean, that's opportunity, right? I mean, that's what you're looking at there. And I think that's the selling point. Now, does that make him a true number one receiver? No, but it means more targets. It means more money ultimately for him down the road, things like that. So you're right about that. There's going to be opportunity. There's going to be guys out there like Matt Paradis, the center in Denver, who I think by all indications, it looks like the Bills could be very interested in. They might be willing to make him the highest paid center in the league for all we know. And sure, why would you not want to do that and, you know, go somewhere where you're going to be treated like that and make that kind of money? So this is a team that I think today, the last 12 hours, what it did for me, it really kind of changed the way that I always thought the Bills would be aggressive, but I think now they're even going to be more willing to do things maybe even some of us thought they weren't willing to do.
So let's go back to Antonio Brown for a minute. What are his options? Where do you ultimately see him end up?
I think Antonio Brown wants to go to New Orleans to play with Drew Brees. or wants to go to Tampa Bay to play with Bruce Arians and under his system, where he had been in Pittsburgh before, obviously Bruce Arians. And I don't think he coached him there, but, you know, they have connections. But I think that Antonio Brown wants to go somewhere with an established quarterback who he thinks is on the verge of winning. But I also don't think the Pittsburgh Steelers want to send him anywhere, either A, especially in division, probably not in conference. Look, I was at the combine, like I said, I was there when Kevin Colbert spoke with the media, and he specifically said, ultimately, the ideal situation is to deal him to his team he'll never play. He said, now, you might play a team in the Super Bowl if you go to the NFC, but they don't want to do that. So, but they're stuck now. If Antonio Brown is going to call the shots and make it known, I'm not going to go here, I'm not going to go there, what are they going to do? Because there are teams like New Orleans doesn't have a ton of money. Oakland doesn't have a ton of money. You know, how do you make things work like this? This is a really tough spot for them.
Yeah, it's and as I said, I just think that the fact that his track record just would have to make a lot of teams leery, just because it seems like it's a type of thing that could go south so quickly, you know. And I don't know Antonio. I mean, I don't know Antonio Brown. And I have no, frankly, I'm one of those people. Hey, I have no problem with player power. You know, I mean, I'm an old baseball guy, so I know what it's like when the owners run the shop and all that. But man, you got to give me a little certainty here, you know?
You know, it comes back to this for me, which is, you know, he threw a Hall of Fame quarterback under the bus in Ben Roethlisberger, right? I mean, that's what he did. Mm-hmm. You know, he said some things about him that, you know, weren't too flattering, and how he thinks he's the owner or the coach or whatever, and all that kind of stuff. Now, however much that may have actually poured out to be a little bit true from some of the things we've heard about the way they treat Ben, you know, he wasn't happy, quote unquote, with Ben Roethlisberger throwing to him. What's he going to do with Josh Allen? I mean, do you want, you have to think about, do you want, that's why it was always kind of weird to me to think, I don't think the Bills want to bring a guy in here who could basically really, you know, kind of derail your second year quarterback and make it all about him and be a distraction. Like, that just doesn't seem to fit for me. So that's why I was super surprised. But yeah, I mean, it just seems like maybe a headache that if you're going to have to deal with him, maybe saying, I don't want to report and all that, to go back to what you said before about giving him credit, like, why even go down that road then if that's the case? Because we're already taking a risk on for our young quarterback.
Mm. Sal, a lot of the mock drafts have the Bills focusing on a wide receiver, offensive lineman or tight end. You know, DK Metcalf is a name that's out there. They clearly want to build around Josh Allen's skill set. What? How do you do that? Like, what type of receiver do you need to play with Josh Allen?
Well, I think you need speed. They showed that, you know, as the season went on. They went from a team that didn't have a lot of speed to a team that put a lot of speed on the field with Robert Foster and Isaiah McKenzie and bringing guys like that in. And suddenly there was speed on the field and things opened up and you saw the results that Josh Allen was suddenly a different player. And by the way, people always say, well, he can't run as much. Look, I mean, part of the reason he ran so well is because there was a lot of open space because guys had to cover those guys downfield, right? I mean, you got DBs turning and running. You have 20 yards of open real estate. Why not run? And I think that's going to be part of the game plan. You know, open that space up. Let Josh Allen have free room to either run or find a guy downfield. So I think that's number one. The other one is, I think you need guys with some catch radiuses. He's never going to be the most accurate quarterback. That's the one, you know, thing that people always say, he's inaccurate. Look, accuracy has a lot of different ways to define it, but he's never going to be the pinpoint accurate passer that Drew Brees is or even Baker Mayfield is. But he's going to be able to get the ball to a spot where someone can catch it, and you need guys that are able to be flexible, to have a catch radius, to be able to go down and get it, go up and get it, somewhere near their body, and to hold on to it. So, you know, you're looking at a couple different facets. You might not find one guy that has all of those traits, but you find guys that can fit into those roles, and you strategically place them on the field and give Josh Allen a chance.